Y'all, I love this service today. You know, it reminds me of learning to ride a bike with training wheels a little bit, right? We're helping to guide these students along their faith journey, and part of that is accepting responsibility for your faith and participating in the full life of the church, which y'all are doing today, and sharing all these different aspects of the service. So thank you for being courageous and brave to stand up here with all these eyeballs looking at you. But it's certainly an honor to be here to celebrate on this special occasion. And y'all, today is really the next step in what has been a long journey for these students and families. You know, many of them, when they welcome their children at birth, you know, they're, I think, one of their great responsibilities is that they pass their faith on to their children and help them to share a faith in Christ like our community does, and to lean on Jesus for salvation and for guidance in their life. And today is another step along that journey for them. And we're so proud of you guys. Thank y'all so much for being faithful to this journey. Now, if you're in a crowded house and there's family everywhere, just imagine the scenes, like a party going on. There's people everywhere, there's family and friends. And suddenly, if your mother calls your name, you listen, don't you? It gets your attention. You hear it. You know, our parents, they have a very distinct way of calling our name, and we know their voice. You could be in the middle of a conversation, or distracted, or half paying attention, but when you hear your name called, there's no denying the voice. Now, depending on how your name is said, you might feel a little bit of comfort by that. You might feel fear, depending on the tone of voice. But either way, you recognize it. You know the voice. There's something powerful about knowing a voice. Well, y'all, Jesus says in John chapter 10 that that's exactly like it is between him and his people. You see, in the Middle East, even today, shepherds will walk into a crowded sheepfold. Imagine a pen full of sheep, and there might be sheep from multiple flocks in there, and several shepherds that they relate to. But if a single shepherd walks in there and begins to call their sheep by name, guess what happens? Those sheep will start moving towards that shepherd. It still happens even today. Their sheep, they hear their shepherd's voice and they come. Not because they're forced out of the pen, but because they recognize that shepherd's voice. The tone, the inflection, their name, it's all familiar to them. Now, another shepherd might come and call their names, but they won't move, because they're listening for the voice that they trust, that they have learned over the years to trust. Now, this moment that Jesus is referencing here, that he is the good shepherd, you know, chapter 10 of John's gospel is a very special chapter to us, one of my favorites in John. But it doesn't just happen out of nowhere. In John 9, the chapter before, Jesus heals a man who was blind his whole life. And now everybody's stirred up by it, and they're asking, you know, who is this? Who has power to open blind eyes? Is he from God? And so Jesus begins this conversation in John chapter 10 in response to those questions about who he is. And when he starts this conversation, he doesn't begin by giving them a bunch of titles to call him. But he begins with a picture. The shepherd. You see, in the Bible, the shepherd isn't just a job, but it's a picture of a king, of the king. Ezekiel 34 says God himself will come as a shepherd to lead his people. And Jesus is claiming this identity here in John 10. So when Jesus says, I am the shepherd, he's saying that I am your true king. I'm the one that you've been waiting for. And here's how you know he's your king. He says, my sheep, they hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now, what Jesus is getting at, it's not necessarily about knowing all the right stuff. Confirmands, y'all been learning a lot of things over the last several months. Facts of history, as Nikki was talking about, the nuances of our worship and the colors and our founders of our faith. You've been learning things about doctrine, learning words like grace and sanctification. And you've been learning about salvation by grace through faith. You've been learning all that stuff, but here's what Jesus doesn't want us to miss, is that our faith is more than the stuff we know. It's about a relationship with the shepherd. You see, this relationship that Jesus wants to have with us is a personal relationship. Jesus knows you. He knows you personally. Y'all, he says something incredible here. He says that the shepherd calls his own sheep by name. He doesn't call out a number. He doesn't say, hey, you, white one with the dark spots, or you with the lame foot. But he calls the sheep by name. Harrison, Isabella, Andrew, Joshua. He knows your name. You're not just a face in the crowd. It means that he knows what makes you, you. Everything that's unique about you, he knows your fears, he knows your personality. He knows your favorite things, your struggles even. The Lord, our good shepherd, knows your story. The good parts and the bad parts. And here's what I want our confirmands to hear today. Is that Jesus doesn't just know about you, but he knows you personally. And today you are making a decision. You are saying, I hear his voice, and I want to follow him. That's what today is about. And here's the beautiful thing. You didn't hear his voice by accident, but you heard it through your parents. You heard it through your mentors that have been standing with you up here this morning. You've heard it through the church family that have guided you over the years as Sunday school teachers and small group leaders. You've heard God's voice through the scriptures, his word to us. You've heard his voice through the people who love you. And somewhere along the way, you began to recognize that voice for yourself. And you know, we recognize that voice more in here than we do in here. And church, this matters for us too. Because part of our calling is to help people to hear the voice of God in their life. To hear Jesus' voice. It's not about our opinions. It's not about our preferences. But it's about learning to hear His voice. And that's what today is about. About responding to that. And what does Jesus promise to those who hear his voice? Listen to what Jesus says. I give them eternal life. Eternal life. Now, when we hear that, we usually think heaven someday, don't we? It means I get to go to heaven one day and live forever. And that's true. But Jesus means something bigger than that. You see, eternal life is not just about how long our life lasts eternally, but it's about the kind of life that you're living now. It's life with God that starts here and now. Earlier in John 10, Jesus calls that kind of life abundant life. And we can know it even today. You know, eternal life looks like peace in the middle of the stress of life. We have this peace that's with us. It means knowing that you're loved even when you feel left out. It means that you have purpose, that you know that your life matters. It counts for something. That God has something He wants you to personally do, to contribute to others knowing His love and grace. Eternal life is about learning to love people when it's hard to do. You see, all of these things are an expression of the eternal life that Jesus has for us now, of moving from death to life, from burdened by our sins and shame and guilt to moving to forgiveness and joy. You know, as Methodists, we believe that when we trust Jesus, He doesn't just forgive you, but He transforms your life. That's good news. Jesus transforms our life from the inside out. And y'all have been learning about that. It's God's work of grace that does that. So today, you're not just signing up for heaven one day, but you're stepping into a new way of life, a new birth through faith in Christ and through baptism in the power and name of Jesus. You are declaring allegiance to Him as your King and Shepherd. And eternal life doesn't just start when you die, but it starts when you say yes to Jesus. And then Jesus says something else in this passage that you can hold on to for the rest of your life. And this is a promise for all of us. No one will snatch you out of my hand. Now let that sink in for a second. Your salvation is not based on how strongly you hold on to Jesus, but it is based on Him holding on to you. Jesus says, I and the Father are one. Jesus is clear that He is God. The one who holds the universe together holds on to you. Not because you're perfect, not because you'll never mess up, but because He is strong. Your salvation is based on the strength of His grip on us. Now, there will be days when your faith doesn't feel so strong. There'll be days when you have doubts, moments when God feels far away. But your security doesn't depend on your feelings. It depends on Jesus. And now Jesus also says another promise here. My sheep, they hear my voice and they follow me. This is not a one-time decision. but it's a daily relationship. The daily relationship. And so, if we are to continue along this salvation journey that Jesus is inviting us to, we must follow Him in faith. You see, salvation, while it does depend on what Jesus has done for us, it rests fully on that. But in order to benefit from it, to be secure in it, you have to follow Him daily by faith. So I want you to hold on to this. Keep listening for His voice. Keep following Him in faith, and when you mess up, you come back to Him. Because that's what His sheep do. They follow Him. You don't have to live your life wondering. None of us do. Am I really saved? You have to ask yourself, do I trust that Jesus is who He says He is? Do you believe? Do you trust in Him as your one true King? Do you want to follow Him? Do you keep coming back when you mess up? If the answer is yes, even imperfectly, you can have assurance because He holds on to you. So today you're saying yes to Jesus. You're saying, I hear Your voice, Lord, and I want to follow You. And Jesus is saying to you, You are mine. You belong to me. I know You, and I will hold on to You. And no one can snatch you out of my hand. So walk with Christ. All of you, all of us, let us stay close to Him. Keep listening for His voice and trust this, that He holds you every step of your journey. Amen. Amen. Well, our reception for these confirmands will be over in our Family Life Center immediately following the service. So I invite you to come over either before or after the Sunday school hour to greet them and welcome them. And tonight, we will have another baptism service over in the worship center at 6 p.m. So please keep that in mind, and we invite you to come back for that as well. Well, I want to leave you with this benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. God bless you.